The House is voting today on amendments to a bill that would make major changes to the nation's campaign finance laws for the first time in 25 years. Today's debate, delayed since July, has been fierce, but the bill's backers have easily fended off all efforts to derail it so far, including wholesale replacement bills and rifle-shot amendments as well. NPR's Peter Overby reports now from the Capitol.
With the months-long buildup after Senate passage of the bill, House members were ready today to go at it. Here's Democrat Anna Eshoo of California.
Today is the day, House of Representatives, and I think that the eyes of the nation are really on us. They want to see if we are going to step over the line and say that we are going to do something for democracy. This is about democracy, and it is about respecting the voice of the people.
The bill is authored by Connecticut Republican Chris Shays and Massachusetts Democrat Marty Meehan. The House Republican leadership opposes it. At the heart of the bill are two provisions. First, a ban on unregulated contributions to national party committees, the so-called soft money, from unions, corporations, and rich individuals. Second, a ban on corporate and union money to finance interest group ads during election season. Reformers say the big dollars are corrupting Washington. House Republican Whip Tom DeLay said no.
I don't think there is one member, Democrat, Republican, liberal, or conservative, that is corrupt in this House. I think what is corrupting in this House is the misinformation, especially the misinformation that we have heard over the last few weeks. Incredible misinformation. Information for instance, that we are in this bill banning soft money. We know that's not the truth.
Republicans seized on another much smaller provision. They said it's a loophole that for the rest of the year would let a party committee borrow for campaign money and then pay off the loan with soft money, funds that aren't supposed to be used directly in a campaign. Reform advocates insist the provision doesn't say what the opponents claim. This is starting to loom large in the White House calculus on campaign finance reform. So is another provision. The bill would take effect after next November's election. Republicans who are against it say it should take effect immediately. President Bush weighed in earlier today, walking a middle ground.
I want to sign a bill that improves the system. And it seems like to me that if they get a bill out of the House of Representatives that improves the system, it ought to be in effect immediately. But we'll see what comes my way.
Still, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer later said the president considers that provision on borrowing to be just as big a problem as House Republicans do. While much of today's debate is about high-minded issues, there's a strong subcurrent of partisan politics. California Republican John Doolittle laid it out when he compared Shays Meehan to the campaign finance law now on the books.
This law was rammed through in 1974 by liberal Democrats and the far left of the think tanks to try and take advantage of Republicans through the law and make it harder for them to campaign. It worked. It took us 20 additional years before we won the House of Representatives as a result of that law. If this disastrous bill passes today, unamended, I suspect we will have another 20 years in the trenches before we ever come back.
There are Democrats who think it will hurt their party more, but they were keeping silent about that. Republicans will keep after the bill tonight, proposing amendments that advocates call poison pills, attempts to cure problems in the bill that might actually wind up killing it. But the bill's backers were expressing confidence that they can defeat these efforts, get the bill back to the Senate for a final blessing, and then send it the president's way. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.